Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Quick correction before we continue with your phone calls here from James in Michigan. He says, guys, I've been listening to your show for only a short while now, and I have to say I love the program. It's great to hear someone getting out there on the airwaves and talking sense, and really great that people actually seem to be listening. Thanks for the great program, but I'm writing you today to dispute a statement you made regarding online gambling. During last night's show, you mentioned twice that online gambling was made illegal last year. This is simply not true. The Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, which I'm sure you were referring to, did not address in any way the legality of U.S. citizens gambling online. The bill, which was sneakily attached to a must-pass port security law, only affected financial institutions with operations in the United States, requiring them to screen their customers' transactions to ensure they aren't funding unlawful internet gambling. This category of unlawful internet gambling does not exist on a federal level, although the Justice Department would have you think otherwise. According to the Justice Department, internet gambling was made illegal by the Federal Wire Act of 1961. This ridiculous claim is refuted by the wording of the law, which specifically addresses only sports betting, by the history of the law, which was clearly intended to stifle organized crime involved in sports betting rackets, and by the judicial branch of the government, which has ruled that this law does not apply to internet gambling. Not to mention the date of the original law makes any attempt to claim it regulates internet activities laughable. This is just another case of the executive branch attempting to increase its own power and authority by applying laws wildly outside of their intent. I'm sure at some point they'll arrange for a case in front of a government-friendly moralist activist judge and get a ruling in their favor, but that's besides the point. These actions offend me not only because I'm a libertarian, but because as a professional online gambler, they impact my livelihood quite directly. I was saddened to hear you unintentionally echoing federal government spin and thus motivated to clear the matter up for you. Hopefully the more people will realize that although the government has made it slightly more difficult to transfer money to and from online gambling sites, this is one small area where they have not yet enacted laws stifling our individual liberties. Thanks again for the work you do toward liberty from James. So, technical correction, and a fairly important one. Apparently, according to James, and now that I'm now that he's sparking my memory here a little bit, I do recall that, yes, the law that was passed regulates banks. It regulates credit card providers. It regulates financial providers. And it says you are not to allow transactions to online internet casinos. So it's the banks that would get in trouble and not the individual users.
So how does one transfer money online to a casino without using some kind of middleman?
You'd have to use a middleman. You'd have to
get a foreign a credit card through a foreign company.
Financial institution that's not doing business in the United States, you could put your money there and use their service.
It certainly takes another major step, but...
So I think that they would like to make it illegal for individuals to gamble online, but they just haven't taken those steps yet. So maybe that's coming down the road. I know that a lot of the online gambling companies, maybe what made me think that it was illegal was that a lot of the online gambling companies had stopped accepting U.S. players as a result of that. At least that's what I recall hearing shortly thereafter, is that they were backing away from allowing people that they knew of being in the United States to play at their online casinos. So right now it is legal for you in America, according to James, to gamble online. It's just that it's going to be more difficult as a result of the new legislation. Point of clarification, and thank you, James, for the email on that. 800-259-9231. We're just talk show hosts. We get things wrong just like anybody else. We go to the phones and talk to you, Ron in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron. Georgia. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right. I'd like to know, what is the purpose of the vaccine, the mandatory vaccines, and does it have any connection with maybe trying to, I've read about some conspiracies on trying to sneak the microchip in people, saying that it's insertable to syringes, and once they can make vaccines mandatory, they can do it, whereas, you know, they could possibly slide, you know,
Are the RFIDs that small? I know they're pretty small. I've seen them that they're as small as a grain of rice, but I didn't know that they were injectable size yet. Though that is an interesting theory that once technology comes along that far, that they would be able to surreptitiously inject something like that into one's body without their knowledge or necessarily their consent. It's an interesting idea. I don't know if the technology has come along that far. Have you heard that it has?
Yeah, well, actually, it was just, you know, I read up on things like MK Ultra and things of that matter. And, you know, just having something with the government, having something to do with trying to create ultimate soldiers or just having, you know, control above, you know, sending police out, just mind control. Maybe I read things on, you know, how they have that the red alert that comes on TV. Oh, this is a test. Mm-hmm. They say that that sound could go off. And it could trigger something once that device is placed in us, and that sound goes.
It could be any sound, you know. It could be a microwave oven going off. I don't know.
Right.
It sounds rather. What is it? The Maltese Falcon. What is that?
Right.
Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, Manchurian Candidate. Yeah. I don't know. There's certainly some intriguing stuff out there. Much of it, I think, is relegated to the world of Art Bell. As far as how accurate or truthful or true to life it is. But that's not to say that some of these things aren't possible. It's not to say that the government hasn't engaged in awful eugenics experiments over time and that there aren't people in government that would be looking to do some of the very things that you mentioned. How successful they'll be is another question, because you do have to remember you're dealing with government and they just generally aren't very good at doing anything. However, if they hire out private contractors, then they can get some things developed. And in the case of what you're suggesting with possibly injecting RFID chips into people through a syringe, pretty scary idea. I don't know how viable it is at this point in technological development. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Well, even if you have the RFID chip in you, RFID chips are just a radio frequency ID chip. They're not going to control your brain. They don't control your brain. So the idea that they're implanting mind control, anything that could control the populace in you,
he was jumping from conspiracy to conspiracy there. He was just sort of amalgamating them all together into one. I don't know if he was suggesting that the injection would allow them to control your brain. I think he was just talking in general about how he believes that some people in government would want to institute that sort of a program.
I'm not sure where the science is right. I know they can make the RFID chips really quite small, but my guess, and I'm just guessing here, is that you couldn't inject it into the bloodstream because there's so many small blood vessels where if even a small particulate matter you don't want in your bloodstream. But I suppose you could embed it. I mean, you can embed it under the skin, so it might be feasible to stick it. That actually inject a RFID chip into someone.
I think that's a reasonable concern. I do. And I'm the first person to shoot down a conspiracy theorist when they call in. But, you know, the fact is it was the conspiracy crowd that had that were talking about the RFID chip a decade ago. You know, they were talking about these very concepts, and now they are becoming real. RFID is a fine technology. It is very great. I mean, it's great when used for industrial applications. When you're talking about moving pallets full of product in the back of a stockroom or a warehouse, and you've got one of these little RFID scanners, you want to know how many products are on that pallet, you just shoot it with the scanner and it bounces back instantaneously and gives you the totals you're looking for. I mean, these products can be very, very useful in our everyday lives as consumers and business people. But when put into the hands of government, when put into the hands of people whose mentality it is to control, whose mentality it is to wield power over others, when that sort of technology gets into their hands, that's when the scary, dangerous concepts start to come out. And it's something that people need to be watching for and they need to pay attention to. So to that extent, I do agree with that point. Let's talk to Dan in Merrimack. I don't know where that is, but Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind? Where's Merrimack?
It's in New Hampshire.
Merrimack, New Hampshire, of course.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, there's probably more than one Merrimack out there, Mark. You think there's only one?
There's a Merrimack. Actually, there is a Merrimack, Massachusetts. It's spelled differently, but it's pronounced the same.
Is it along the same river?
All along the Merrimack Valley. Yes.
What do you think? I paid attention in government geography class.
I'm just right. thinking of the Free State Project spokesman's falling down on the job here.
Yeah, like I know what
the
geography
of the
state of. Hey Dan, we're gonna bring you back, man. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's the toll free number. Anything goes. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We still got to talk about that Huckabee thing on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Man Winter has been singing his icy serenade for weeks now, but he could be tuning up for the worst weather yet. And you should be too. Tuning up, that is. When I come back, it's do-re-mi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Besides a scheduled maintenance tune-up, here are some other hints to keep you safe this winter. Put a new ice scraper in your glove compartment, fresh antifreeze in the radiator, and kitty litter in the trunk. Winter evenings are dark ones. Make sure all your lights work, including your high beams, tail lights, and interior lamps. And buy the biggest battery your car will physically hold. What you're buying is peace of mind and the sweetest symphony of all, the whir of a well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online. freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So do enjoy those on us. And some of those features, by the way, include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI as we continue. And go back to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, thank you.
What are you calling us tonight, sir?
I wanted to answer the previous caller's questions, actually. Somehow I was timely brought into this.
Okay.
The New World Order side of vaccinations has to do with getting kids out of the house, into schools, out of their families and their communities where they would, you know, a normal child rearing, and into schools where they can get a New World Order child rearing, turn them into good factory workers and good soldiers.
Well, I would agree with you largely. The New World Order umbrella, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is.
It's like a catchphrase almost at this point for anything that's evil and plotting. You know, the government's education system started in the late 1800s, as I understand it, in this country. And are you suggesting that the New World Order was in charge back then? Or is it possible that it was just some control freaks that wanted to get in charge of people's kids?
Well, we've got the Prussian system, and you know what were the Prussians? The New World Order are the old world monarchs, and the bankers have kind of combined together and joined forces. I mean, it even goes back to interfering with breastfeeding. Getting people into the hospital, getting them dependent on an allopathic model of medicine. I mean, it's all, combined together to, improve the control over people. It's control.
You're not going to find any disagreement here. I mean, I don't think anyone on this show is in favor of government schooling. We all understand that it is the Prussian system. And it's just that when people start spouting off about the New World Order, you
I cringe a little.
Right, I cringe.
Well, you want,
like, oh, my God,
definition of what I think the New World Order is, and
yeah.
I think to some degree I just gave that. But granted, you've got to. I mean, I'm 55 years old. I went to school back in the, started in the 50s and, went through the 60s, graduated high school in 1970. So, I mean, my kids were born in the 80s and, I had a wife who was a nurse and we decided to have our children at home. I've gradually been understanding how things work and it's just so clear to me now what's going on, and why Ron Paul is not getting the press that he would normally get if there was a fair election system involved, and
why is
it's gelling for me now, and I have no problem using. I mean, the people that we're talking about do not even want to have a name. They deliberately, their organizations deliberately don't, they don't,
Here's a question for you, since you apparently know a lot about it. How cutting is this New World Order? How many countries does it exist in?
Right, do they control Southeast Asia? Or do they have their own New World Order there?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I think there's actually competition amongst these people. So it's not maybe And that's probably a good thing for us.
Of course there's competition, which is why the concept of this New World Order is kind of silly to be promoting. What you should be talking about is what people in search of power do. They want to lord their power over others. They want to dumb people down. They want to do all the things you're talking about.
Exactly. They don't have a name
for their group. There may be some individual groups out there operating, but you're right. People in search of power are competing with one another for that power. They're not just going to sit back and say, well, you're the anointed one. I'm going to allow you to control the entire world. No, they're going to fight it out, you know, which is why you've got Hugo Chavez having a little tissy with George Bush, because they're not all necessarily in agreement.
And Putin is rattling the cages. I mean, you know, back during World War, just before World War II, all of the crowned heads of Europe were related.
Yeah, I think that putting this New World Order label on people in search of power is oversimplifying the situation, and it also aligns you with the conspiracy crowd, and it basically reduces your credibility right out of the box.
It's like another term, anti-Semitic. It's been stolen. You know, truly anti-Semitic means, you know, against people from the Semite region, which includes a bunch of Arabs as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Jews or whatever. And now a lot of Jews aren't even from there. So, I mean, it's like, you know, what the heck are you talking about?
I think that people that are at least reasonable thinking people should stay away from that sort of terminology. Are there people in search of power?
Take that under advisement.
That's a good point.
I don't always use that. Sometimes I use it, I say the money to elite, the powers that be. I mean, there are people that deliberately don't want to have any awareness of them.
Right. Well, the people that like their power and they want to increase their power.
Because we don't have monarchies anymore, you know, and that's not accepted by the people in general. And basically what these people are the kings and queens of the world, you know.
That's true. Dan, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's nice to talk to somebody who's using that terminology that doesn't get all bent out of shape when we reject it out of hand. So Dan is certainly one of the more reasonable advocates of that concept. I think that it's, again, it oversimplifies. I think if you want to talk about what the people that are in positions of power are doing, you should name them for who they are. If you're talking about politicians, talk about politicians and the bad things they're doing. If you're talking about the central bankers, talk about the central bankers and why it is that what they're doing is bad. But to label it as this grand overarching conspiracy plot, smoky rooms, evil men plotting, and that they're all somehow tied in together, it just goes too far into the realm of conspiracy.
And most people find that they turn it off because they don't have any control over it.
Well, when I hear the term New World Order, I think of a new international order, the way the most literal foundation of the word, a New World Order, was after World War II and on up until the 90s, we were talking about New World Orders. When the Soviet Union collapsed, George Bush talked about a New World Order. It's just a new state of affairs in the world. I don't think it refers to any particular group the way it's used now.
1-800-259-9231. The Huckabee situation, not sure what that's all about, but Mark's going to fill us in. And we'll hear from you about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. And by the way, those include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals, fire retardants, especially in the new ones. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
1-800-259-9231. All right, Mark, you've been holding on to this throughout the whole show, and you said it's good, so let's do it. The Huckabee thing. What's this about?
Well, let me pull it up here. I'm sorry.
Way to be prepared.
Well, I didn't know you were going to spring it on me. I've had it and been waiting and waiting. All right. The United States Constitution, this is from David Edwards and Muriel Kane. But it was actually from the Morning Joe with
Joe Scarborough
on MSNBC. The United States Constitution never uses the word God or makes mention of any religion, drawing its sole authority from we the people. However, Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee thinks it's time to put an end to that. I have opponents in this race who do not want to change the Constitution. I assume he's talking about Ron Paul.
I don't know.
Constitution and Ron Paul seem to go together. Huckabee told a Michigan audience...
I think Ron Paul, I mean, if given the opportunity, would do a few things to the Constitution.
Yeah, but who wants to get in that situation where you have a constitutional convention going on?
Right.
He told a Michigan audience on Monday, "But I believe it's a lot easier to change the Constitution than it would be to change the word of the living God, and that's what we need to do, to amend the Constitution so it's in God's standards, rather than try to change God's standards so that it lines up with some contemporary view."
Hmm.
That's some disturbing crap.
Well, I would like to hear his proposal. I mean, that sounds disturbing because he's a religious guy. That's disturbing to me, just the fact that, I mean, that he wants to wield
his
religion over others.
His track record is big government every time, every issue. He wants to bring in socialized medicine of some sort, universal health care of some sort or another.
There's nothing wrong with believing in God or being religious. It's when you want to enforce your religion on others, and that's what he's talking about doing, right?
And he is so presumptuous to assume that he, in fact, knows what God's standards are.
God talks to him, doesn't he? Doesn't Jesus come and visit him in the middle of the night?
Only assuming he's insane.
Insane as the Pope.
No Christian. The Pope doesn't claim to talk to God.
Yes,
well,
he does.
He is God's living representative on earth, and yes,
well,
the dogma
is a titular thing.
He literally speaks to God in terms of dogma. He communicates with the Lord, and whatever. I mean, they've kind of moved away from papal infallibility, but the idea is that he is the vicar of Christ, and he knows.
I understand the title and where it comes from, but I think that all good Christians understand that God does not come in some corporeal voice and speak to you.
How do you know that?
What?
Well, how do you know what all good Christians believe?
Because the ones that believe otherwise, I don't believe they're good Christians. I think they're a little nutty.
Okay, I'm sure they think that their preacher who claims to speak to God is actually speaking to God, and that you're nutty for not believing it.
Okay.
That's all. I'm just saying.
Well, Willie Geist reported Huckabee's opinion on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Co-host Micah Brzezinski was almost speechless, and even Joe Scarborough couldn't immediately find much to say beyond interesting. Scarborough finally suggested that while he believes evangelicals should be able to talk politics, some might find that statement very troubling, that we're going to change the Constitution to be in line with the Bible, and that's all I'm going to say.
Did he explicate this at all?
That's it.
That was it.
Well, it's showing the inner workings of
it.
I understand what you want to know, but no politician's going to tell you
that.
He's
not going to outline it.
Absolutely. If he came out with the outline of what God wants to do to the Constitution, he'd be out of the race, and he should be out of the race after a statement like this. In the same way that McCain should be out of the race after saying, "I don't care if we're in Iraq for another 100 years. I mean, these
people are
power-hungry nut jobs.
Yeah, and the people out there that like what they're saying are eating it up. So I would think that the evangelical community would get all flustered if he would actually come out and reveal one of his plans, one of his proposals as far as amending the Constitution, and it would probably galvanize his support behind him.
Well, let me go on with the last sentence here. Geist further noted of Huckabee that if someone without his charm had said that, he'd be dismissed as a crackpot. But he's Mike Huckabee, and he's basically the front runner. No, he may very well be a front runner, but he's still a crackpot.
How's he doing tonight in Michigan, Nick? You've got some of the numbers there. Michigan has
their
primary
today. I have
today.
Some very, very preliminary numbers with less than 1% reporting. Huckabee is in third place with 12%. And for those who care, Romney's winning by quite a bit. Paul,
you haven't refreshed because I've got 1%, and Huckabee's at 15%.
Ooh.
1% reporting, Huckabee at 15%.
Okay.
Ron Paul at
5%.
So he's
not number one in Michigan.
No, McCain is currently.
I thought it was Romney. But whatever. Who cares? We'll find out tomorrow for sure what the results are of the Michigan primary and how Ron Paul...
I don't see Romney on my list. Oh, he's at 39, excuse me.
And how Ron Paul has done. 800-259-9231 is the number for you if you want to comment on this. I was hoping to have some detail. I was hoping for him to put a proposal on the table, mandating the Bible in school. Let's think about what they might be. What do people like Huckabee and the evangelical people want to have done at the federal level for religion?
Likely prayer in schools.
Prayer in schools has got to be one of them.
Definitely outlaw homosexual marriage and maybe homosexual behavior.
A federal ban on that, yeah.
Well, likely.
Crack down on the
sanctifying
drugs.
Sanctifying a marriage for between a man and a woman is where they're going to go.
The drugs are actually on a pretty sketchy biblical basis. You're supposed to respect your own body, but they.
But still, by and large, these are the respectables out there, the people that are in churches, and they say drugs are bad.
Well, that evangelicals do say that, and I understand that. I'm saying from scripture, there's very little to base it on. It's just a cultural thing that evangelicals are very. They're socially conservative to the point that even if the Bible doesn't say it, they like to think that it does.
Right. So, let's see, what else? No more polygamy, obviously, that's a no-no.
But polygamy's in the Bible.
Yeah.
See, polygamy's where it all falls apart for the religious and those that believe that the Bible is the word of, the unerring word of God.
And
God is forever, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Right, the evangelicals
well, if it was
take
okay
it
for me to marry a, nine women back in Abraham's time, it's okay now, darn it.
How do they handle that objection, Mark? Have you ever brought that up? I mean, because they believe the Bible word for word. These evangelicals do. They are biblical literalists for the most part.
I've got better questions for them, honestly. But
how would they handle that one?
I don't know.
Was it Old Testament or something? Where they can say, well, New Testament, the rules are different.
Well, they didn't mention any polygamous marriages in the New Testament that I can think of offhand.
There aren't very many. Most of the rules that we think of, religious codes coming out of the Bible, are from the Old Testament. I mean, the homosexuality things out of the Old Testament. Pretty much everything we think about comes out of...
they say no tattoos in the Bible.
They do.
I've seen Christians with tattoos. Doesn't that mean they're going to hell?
I know very religious Jews still follow that. So the Old Testament, I mean...
Well, they should. It's their book.
It is their book. But the question I've always had is, it seems like fundamentalist Christians look to certain parts of the Old Testament, but doesn't the word of Jesus overturn all that? I mean, the Old Testament is a terribly violent and repressive code. I mean, it's an awful system. It's worse when we talk about Sharia law. I'd almost rather live under Sharia than some of what I read in the Old Testament.
Well, we know that the religious types like to hunt and peck for what it is that they want out of the Bible, and they'll conveniently ignore the things that they aren't interested
in. But that doesn't mean they're not interested in the parts that some of us find important. I mean, certain literalists really do believe that homosexuals and adulterers should be taken out and killed.
Now,
that's what's called for.
Well, and they believe that women should not go outside of the house without their heads covered. That's why the Amish women wear those head coverings that you've seen,
right?
Those little coffee filters and different things depending on their sect.
So, now, the evangelicals, how do they feel about drinking?
No drinking.
Right, so they bring that
prohibition. As a matter of fact, they will tell you that Jesus didn't drink wine and that the water turned to wine was actually grape juice. Now, I can refute that, too. But
yeah. So they bring back alcohol prohibition.
We have to be careful because not all evangelicals believe exactly the same thing. I just think Huckabee's appealing to some of the most radical fundamentalists that are out there with statements like this.
1-800-259-9231. What do you think would be proposed if this man got his way and could wave his little magic wand and change the Constitution? What would he try to do? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the three sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you like toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. The control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features we give away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month to use their website, ours is free, and we've got all the stuff they charge you for. We give it away. freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. You can buy all kinds of great merchandise, and our store manager, Johnson, called in last hour to announce a special sale, limited time offer. If you go to the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com and spend at least $75, including the shipping charges if you're in the 48 contiguous, if you spend at least $75, you'll get a free copy of Barry Cooper's excellent DVD, Never Get Busted. So that's a $20 value. Johnson will throw it in free if you're the next 10 orders over $75. It's store.freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls to talk to Brian in Colorado, a man who had a chance to spend some time, some quality time with Barry Cooper. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time at the Liberty conference there, Liberty Forum, with Mr. Cooper and my son, Cooper.
Yes. Indeed.
And Barry's wife, the lovely Candy, she was quite a hoot.
Absolutely. Quite an interesting couple. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, you know, I'm traveling here. I'm actually back in Tulsa where I got arrested and spent some time in a hospital here a few months ago. But I'm back here. But on my way back, I spent the weekends back at home in Colorado. And I have a tube of toothpaste that I've carried with me for... I don't know. How long does a tube of toothpaste take you to go through, you know, when you're using it 25% of the time on the road?
It could be months.
Yeah, months. This is a big tube of toothpaste, you know, a normal tube of toothpaste.
Uh-oh.
And I've gone through dozens of of TSA, government show us your papers, checkpoints. Yeah, no problem. But on Friday, as I was leaving Tulsa and going back, this very nice TSA woman said, "We need to check your bag, and oh, this isn't legal. You can't have this. You know, you can't have more than 3 ounces." And I said, "Well, look, it's almost empty. You know, I mean, it was right up to the end. There was like a half an ounce left."
Right.
Oh, but that doesn't matter.
Right. It's the size of the container that matters to them.
Right. And so, well, what the whole idea of this is that I'm going to mix some kind of a bomb using this stuff, and
right.
I need the whole tube of it.
Right.
You know. And she said, "Well, you can have a 3.23 ounce. I mean, she listed some odd shape, odd size, which I guess must, you know, map to some kind of metric thing or something.
No, you're giving them credit,
yeah.
and they don't deserve it. I believe that she's wrong. I believe it's 3 ounces, but, you know, there are tubes of toothpaste out there that are like 3.2.
Yeah, exactly. She said that number. Yeah, right, okay. I was giving her too much credit. But, yeah, it's like she pulled the number out of her butt or something. And I said, and she, you know, smiling the whole way, just totally smiling. You know, I guess she took a, you know, customer service course or something that says you have to smile. Nothing else. You don't have to be responsible or anything. You just have to smile, and that's good enough.
Now,
I'd rather have my bureaucrats smiling than surly.
I had a girl that I used to date, and she said that it was one of her favorite things to be a, you know, she was a bureaucrat, and to stand there in front of a customer and tell the, or, you know, not a customer, but a citizen, I guess, somebody that was on the other side of the counter wanting something
a victim,
wanting something from her, and telling her, "Nope, sorry, can't do that," you know, and smiled big, but she just got this charge out of it.
Well, that's exactly how I felt. She was smiling and thinking, "Okay, I'm going to get away with this, you know, because I've been carrying this thing through dozens and dozens of checkpoints,
right.
And she's going to give it back to me." But she smiled, and she turned around and threw it in the trash, and she said, "You're on your way now, citizen." But she was smiling the whole way.
Did she call you citizen?
No,
of course not.
Okay. That's what I heard.
I find this interesting, because if indeed this is such a dangerous situation to allow someone on an airplane with a full-size tube of toothpaste, it's clear that these people are not doing their jobs. I mean, that you've gotten away with smuggling this toothpaste onto the airplane flight after flight, and only now...
I mean, if she's really concerned about safety, she shouldn't be throwing away the toothpaste. She should be trying to find out the names of the TSA agents,
who botched
the badge numbers, you know, where they worked, some kind of information, so she can track down these,
yeah.
These sluggards, and get them fired, because they are in fact letting lethal things like tubes of toothpaste on airplanes.
It's out of control, right? Exactly. I mean, well, I didn't say that I've been carrying this toothpaste around for a while, because I was afraid if I did that, she'd say, "Oh, you know, admission of a crime," and she'd call her supervisor or something like that. I didn't.
Yeah,
I
maybe
just,
you'd
you
end
know,
up
I,
with.
I smiled too.
Maybe if you did that, you'd end up with one of those. What is it? They send you the little invoice that
they send fines.
Yeah, they send fines out of people. We actually haven't heard about one of those stories recently, but they were doing it as of the last time we checked. They would send out a fine because you violated their administrative rules, and of course there was no way to actually really contest the fine in any way, or you could contest it to the TSA, and you know how far that's going to get you. I'll be surprised if you don't get one of these fines, Brian.
So you just kind of smile and go through, you know. I mean, I don't know if they knew who I was. I mean, they asked for your boarding pass 10 times. You know, the guy 10 feet ago asked me for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually showed my, instead of a driver's license this time, I showed a concealed weapons permit as my official, you know, government, issued thing.
Yeah.
And the woman kind of, you know, she lowers her voice and she gets really close to me and she says, "You're not carrying today, are you?" And I said, "No, I don't think that would be okay."
Probably not. Very good, yeah. Brian. Anything else on your mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I came back, I went over the weekend and I got a new tube of toothpaste, and I put that in my you know, briefcase or my suitcase, just like before, carried it through, not a problem.
Wait, did you get a full-size tube?
A full-size?
You are a
size.
You are a punishment. Daring lawbreaker.
Yes, I'm a menace to society.
So you got away with it then, and so you still are in possession of the new full-size tube.
It went right through, and I'll be in possession for another year until it gets down to half an ounce and they bust me again.
Yeah, maybe you should keep track of the number of flights that you successfully take without them actually catching the new tube.
Yeah, what, show it to them? I've been through 350 flights, and they send me a bill for 350 times whatever their billing is.
Very good, Brian. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Quick story here, since we're talking travel. Manuel Laura at the Mises blog writes, when entrepreneurs and business owners and managers face difficulties in the marketplace, it's rare for them to throw in the towel, blame the customer, and increase prices and hope the problem goes away.
Well, if they do, they're going out of business. Some do.
Yep. A business that does not live up to the expectations of the customer becomes marginalized and, on the long run, goes out of business. Because a business must survive on free exchange, it has to continually overcome the challenge of providing goods and services. Some ways to do that, for example, include continually investing in newer and better technology or finding alternate production processes. The state, however, does the exact opposite of what the market would usually do. It resorts to rationing and often deliberately increases prices to try to lower the demand for a good or service that it is offering. Road socialism is no different. Get this. The National Surface Transportation Policy and Revenue Study Commission is proposing the federal government should raise gas taxes by 40 cents per gallon. The purpose? To use the additional revenue to improve highways and bridges, but also to ease congestion? Citing the recent bridge collapse tragedy in Minneapolis, the report refers to government infrastructure as no longer acceptable. Yet because the state has displaced and replaced road entrepreneurs and finances everything through taxation, consumers are unable to express their preference. Interestingly enough, the report recognizes that demand is very high, or maybe too high. It wants to reduce demand, but that the consequences, or rather the conditions, of the roads and bridges are no longer acceptable. This is the typical consequence of state intervention, for otherwise, how is it possible to have a situation where a good or service offered is of very poor quality and at the same time in high demand? Thus, the bureaucratic solution is never to deregulate or to privatize or demonopolize, but to create other interventions, such as higher gas taxes in this case. What an amazing story. The roads suck. The government's admitting the roads suck. And their solution is to jack the taxes up so people can't afford to drive on them anymore.
Of course it is. Taxes and government solutions are the most uninventive, lazy way to solve problems. I mean, if you leave the problem alone, I swear the market will figure something out, whether it's mass transportation, flying cars, whatever it is, somebody, and you know, you have to free away the government strictures in this area, somebody will come up with some way to get people to work.
Do you think they'll get away with it if they raise the national gas tax 40 cents a gallon? How will they do that? They're not going to do it all at once, right? They'll probably bring it in over time, you know, 5 cents here, 5 cents there.
It's already 50 cents a gallon in most places, on average.
I understand that, but if it goes up 40 cents overnight, the people are going to freak out about that. So they have to take it, I would think they'd have to be very careful.
Gas would actually cause some kind of problem.
Yeah, more on the way, you can take it, but they're going to do it. I mean, it's on the table, and they want that money. More on the way, hour three's coming up.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.